T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us live this morning, 2 weeks until Election Day. Alex, it seems like it's going to be a long 2 weeks here when we're talking about continuing to follow this campaign, doesn't it?
It does seem, but, you know, finally we're getting there, 2 weeks to go. It's I think the entire nation is exhausted, but not too exhausted to vote. We're seeing record early turnout. And in some states, that's advantaging Republicans. Michigan, key swing state. In some states, seems to be helping Democrats. Colorado, and Florida. So, jump ball right now.
You know, and at the same time, Alex, you've got, you know, millions that are already voting. And then you have President Trump, who went on the attack yesterday against Dr. Anthony Fauci. And Joe Biden, who's pretty much put a lid on the campaign leading up to the debate.
Strange things. Joe Biden, with 2 weeks to go, has put a 4-day pause on his campaign, a lot of it to prepare for this final debate. He just doesn't want to make a mistake. They think they've got this thing won. The president attacking Fauci, that's just Donald Trump. You know, he's playing, he's defending himself from what he thinks is an unfair charge that he hasn't listened to the scientists and doctors. So he's trying to discredit the scientists and doctors. Is it smart? No. Is it Trump? Yes.
It's hard to call anything a strategy that he does, right? I mean, he just does whatever, it seems, right? I mean, there's no following any specific thing. He's going to go up on stage at a rally and talk about who knows what. And it's tough to pinpoint if he's actually attracting any new voters.
No, he's not. He's not attracting new voters. This is an election about turnout for Donald Trump. And something interesting is happening out here. I've been talking to Republican pollsters around the country, and they're telling me that those low-educated voters that Trump says he loves, those non-college-educated voters that form the core of his base, they're getting harder to find on these surveys. Either America has gotten a lot better educated over these past 4 or 5 weeks, or smart, college-educated suburban Republicans are, they're happy to talk to pollsters and say how cool they are, they're voting against Trump, etc. But those college-educated, non-college-educated Trump voters, they're angry. They feel abused, and they are like guerrilla warriors. They want to shock the country. And so all of a sudden, they've stopped answering survey questions. Pollsters are getting 5-to-1 rejection rates from those voters, from conservative voters. And if that's the case, if Trump voters, the secret Trump voters are out there, we could see a repeat of 2016.
I was just going to say it would be the same thing that we saw 4 years ago.
Yes, it is. It could be out there. I think we're going to be surprised on election night with a Trump surge. Is it going to be enough this time to get those swing states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in Trump's column? It's going to be close. Maybe not.
Alex, you just mentioned Pennsylvania. The president is close to Western New York tonight. He'll be in Erie, Pennsylvania. How important is that state right now?
It's the most important state of all. You know, Donald Trump had 306 electoral votes last time. You take away Pennsylvania's 26, 29 electoral votes, can't think right now, and all of a sudden, it's a horse race. He has to win everything else. he's got a small margin for error, and it's the key state. He needs that one.
The debates that are debates. There's only one more debate. There's going to be no second debate, so that would have happened last week. The second debate will be the final one this upcoming Thursday. A new rule, hoping to kind of cut back on the talking over each other, let people hear from the candidates. What impact, if any, does this last debate have? And what do you think of that rule change? Is that something you see sticking around?
Well, a mute button for politicians. Holy smokes, why haven't we thought of that before? We could have had this for years. Maybe it should be mandatory. It's not a good thing for Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't want the spotlight to be on Joe Biden for two uninterrupted minutes while he maybe stumbles through an answer and tries to put together a coherent thought about his hairy legs. He wants the spotlight to be on Donald Trump interrupting, acting like a jerk, because that hurt Trump the first debate. And the moderators for this, the news media, I think are inadvertently helping Trump here by asserting their control. They want this to be a high-minded debate on policy and issues. Well, wait a minute. It's not why we have debates. We can read their policy papers. We want to see how these two guys do under pressure in a room with each other.
There still is room for some debating during this next debate, but how badly does the president need a good performance?
I'm not sure there are many minds left to change at this point. I think what the president needs is his troops to turn out. We're now base against base. Joe Biden is the one who needs a good performance. He needs to pass the I'm capable of doing this job test again. He's the one who seems to be slipping a little bit in the polls. The polls are tightening as we get closer. So Joe Biden just needs to put on a good, solid performance here. That's the thing that will help change things the most in this debate, I think.
If we keep on saying that pretty much everybody has made up their minds, how do the polls tighten as we get closer to Election Day?
Well, because as you get a little closer to the election, some voters do come home. And it's not because of the candidate, it's because of them. They start thinking, okay, let me envision the next 4 years. Ooh, wait a minute, the economy. Who do I want to bring the economy back? They start actually looking at the choice, not just I'm angry at Donald Trump and I'm not sure I can vote for him. They look at how the choice affects them. So you'll see a little bit more, I think, honesty as we get closer to it. A lot of voters just want to express their frustration in early polling. As you get into closer to the election, it becomes more reflective of what they're actually going to do with their vote.
Hey, Alex, the Supreme Court is allowing a 3-day extension for Pennsylvania ballots until November 6th. You know, that's not the ruling that the administration wanted, but what does this mean? That the election results will be delayed, right?
It'll be delayed, and expect them to be delayed than that, because we're going to have, Florida. Votes were still being counted for quite a while when George Bush ran against Al Gore. And so states like Ohio, you can count votes for 10 days after the election. So you can expect that if this is a tight race, and it may well be, some of these swing states, we're not going to know who's president for a while.
Are we going to have, like on TV, like a live vote tracker as they're counting these mail-in ballots after Election Day, just one by one ticking up and down, Trump and Biden?
Some states are going to start counting mail-in votes and absentee votes early, but quite a few of them, especially these swing states, they're not going to start counting until Election Day. And that's going to delay things. So, yes, we're going to have a ticker. And here's the important thing to watch. If Donald Trump wins Florida and North Carolina, those states are going to get their votes in pretty quickly. We should know those two states that night. If he does well in those two states, then it goes on and Trump has a shot. But if he loses either one of those, then it won't matter what he does in Pennsylvania.
Alex, thanks so much, as always, for the time. We look forward to talking with you again. That's Alex Castellanos joining us live this morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.